In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You may be seated. Once he came in blessing, all our ills redressing, came in likeness lowly, Son of God most holy, bore the cross to save us, hope and freedom gave us. Dear people of God, behold, your King is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. Your King is coming to you, humble. Humbly is exactly how the King of Kings entered into Jerusalem on the first Palm Sunday. In modern estimation, this is no way for a king to enter a city. On a donkey, the foal of a donkey is not the typical pomp and circumstance one would expect of a triumphant entry. Of course, it would be a week later that this king would be crowned in a way that no king should be crowned, and enthroned in a way that no king should be enthroned. But this king's chariot is a donkey, the foal of a donkey, and this king's crown is thorns, and this king's throne is a cross. He is executed like a common criminal after entering into the city in a common fashion, the crowds notwithstanding. His coming was humble, lowly. Still he comes within us. Still his voice would win us from the sins that hurt us. Would to truth convert us from our foolish errors, ere he comes in terrors. Still he comes within you the same way, humbly and lowly. Firstly, a bit of water was poured over your head, and you are baptized into his lowly death and glorious resurrection. You receive the washing of regeneration and the renewal by the Holy Spirit, by which God saved you. Simple words are spoken to you in the stead and by the command of this king, and you receive again the forgiveness of all your sins and a reminder that you live in this state of forgiveness since you are in Christ. A piece of simple unleavened bread is placed into your mouth, and you take a sip of wine, and these are for you the very body and blood of this king, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Water, words, bread, and wine, simple, lowly means by which he comes within you with great blessings. And this is how he still comes and continues to come until the day that he does come in terrors. On that great and dreadful day when Jesus comes in glory, the saving is over and the day of judgment has come. It is a day that the faithful look forward to with eager anticipation, with rejoicing. Until that day, however, Jesus comes and continues to come humbly and lowly in order that he might save all. Still, once he came in blessing, lowly and humble, I'm not referring to Jesus' Palm Sunday entrance, but of his first entrance into this world. He who is God and Creator took on the flesh and blood of his creation. In the fullness of time, Jesus was born in a stable and laid in a manger for a crib. The first people to visit him were simple shepherds. This is no way for a person to be born in sleep, let alone a king, let alone God and Creator. Nevertheless, this was his coming in blessing. Aside from the angels of heaven rejoicing and singing in the presence of the frightened and bewildered shepherds, there was no pomp and circumstance among men at his birth. Kings and nobility, scribes and priests did not flock to the countryside to see God in the flesh born for them. That would have been beneath them. In fact, roughly 2 years after his birth in the stable, a king who did not know him sought to have him killed in order to guard his place on the throne. But if there was something to be learned by Jesus' low and humble coming, he was no threat to Herod's reign. For many, this low and humble advent is a stumbling block. But that's the way it is in a sinful and fallen world. The world expects high and mighty, glorious and thunderous, pomp and circumstance. God gives stable and manger, donkey and foal, water and words, bread and wine. That's foolishness to this sinful world. This world seeks after wisdom, a wisdom which says that salvation can be achieved through greatness, not humility. After all, the wisdom of the world is that you're pretty good. You do all right. You try pretty hard. So in its wisdom, it rejects a king who comes humbly, who is born in a stable, who rides a donkey, who is crucified like a criminal. Take note that this Jesus is no ordinary king, however. His low and humble coming should be the first clue to that effect. More than that, however, he is the creator of the universe and its savior. Therefore, he came humbly in flesh and blood like yours. He came to die for you. He is speechless in his trial before the Sanhedrin and Herod and Pilate because he accepts their accusations in your place. Not that he has done what they blame him for, but you have. He dies a criminal's death because he dies in the place and stead of criminals, having committed crimes against the law of God. He dies the criminal's death once for all, the perfect sacrifice, without complaint, as a sheep before its shearers is silent. Had he come in glory and terror, all would be dead and lost forever. But that's not what your God and Savior wants. So again I say, behold, your king is coming to you lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. He has come as your Redeemer and Savior to rescue you from death and bring you into life. By this you know the love of the Father. God sent his Son to die for you, to receive the wrath due to you, to give you the life that he deserves. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on you, that you should be called children of God. Jesus came humbly, not that you should bestow on him your greatness, but that he would take from you that which kills you and separates you from the Father, in order that you would be reconciled to him and made an heir with him of the greatness that is his by right. Behold, your king is coming to you lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. Gregory of Nazianzus, a 4th century bishop of Constantinople, once remarked, or so I have heard, that when Jesus rode into Jerusalem on the donkey, he was not alone. He had a passenger. You were on that donkey with him. Your humble king rides on into Jerusalem to die for you, and he bore you with him on that ride, as he bore you on the cross. Likewise, then, it could be said that when the infant king was laid in the manger, you were there with him too. You are united to Christ by way of baptism, for there at the font, you were given the sign of the cross upon forehead and heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. You were with Jesus in his great humility in order that you would be with him in his exaltation. Or as St. Paul wrote, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. You are his, and you have been placed into him by way of his cross and your baptism. Jesus came lowly in flesh and blood like yours, and he joins you to himself, that you would be flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. You are a part of the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, the church for whom he died and to whom he has united himself. St. Paul presented this beautiful image of Christ and his bride when he wrote, "For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church." Therefore, when he was born, when he was baptized in the Jordan, when he rode into Jerusalem, Jesus took you into himself and made his way to a hill outside of Jerusalem to die. You and he died on Golgotha, him for you, and you with him. Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, from your birth to your death, from cradle to grave, and even unto your own resurrection from the dead, you are in Christ. You bear his likeness. For now you bear that likeness in humility, in a humility that was his. But on that great and dreadful day of judgment, you will bear it in a glory like his. Until that great and dreadful day, however, behold, your king is coming to you lowly. See him in the font where he first revealed himself to you as your Savior, joining himself to you and giving you the merits of his death and resurrection. See him in his word read and proclaimed to you, and in that receive him and his gifts. See him in the bread and wine given to you for you to eat and to drink, as he gives you his body and blood to strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Behold, your king is coming to you lowly to forgive you for all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.